Like many of you, I've been raiding my own bookshelves during the pandemic and rereading a few classics. But what's more exciting than a brand new book by an author you've never heard of? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two debut efforts from a pair of promising new voices. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Debut author Raven Lilani appeared at a virtual event for the Pratt Library this past week. She's all over the media, making a big splash with her novel, Luster. Believe it or not, I just figured out that that title can mean two different things. I must be a little slow because the book is largely about sex. Luster is the uninhibited, hilariously written rant of a young black woman in New York City. Edie's many office liaisons lead to unemployment, eviction, a stint with a delivery app, then moving in with her white lover, Eric, his wife, and their adopted black daughter in New Jersey. Edie's role in their household remains mysterious. For one thing, the parents seem to think she can help deal with young Akila, who is very unhappy as the only black person in the entire suburb, and though Edie is skeptical about this, it works out well. The two of them both love video games and end up orchestrating a major family outing to Comic-Con. Meanwhile, Eric has disappeared on a series of business trips, and the wife, Rachel, who is a medical examiner in the city morgue, seems to be falling in love with Edie, or at least getting seriously obsessed. Yes, this is one weird book. Weird, but good. In a great review in The Times, Jasmine Hughes wrote, "Raven Lilani's first novel reads like summer. Sentences like ice that crackle or melt into a languorous drip. Plot suddenly, wildly flying forward like a bike down a hill." Yeah, wild ride indeed. I've never read anything quite like it. And while we're on the subject, let's turn to Disha Filyaw's debut story collection, The Secret Lives of Church Ladies. Each of the nine stories revolves around black female characters, the black church, and sex. In particular, the tension between following rules in public and breaking them in private. As Eula, the title character of the first story, says to her same-time-next-year lover, Caroletta, "Do you think God wants you or anybody to go untouched for decades and decades, for their whole lives? All these women at church who think they have to choose between pleasing God and something so basic, so human, as being held and known in the most intimate way." In the stories that follow, infidelity, homosexuality, casual sex, age-inappropriate liaisons, and lesbian lust for the preacher's wife are among the flavors of flaunting that are explored. Speaking of flavors, here's the first two sentences of my favorite story, Peach Cobbler. "My mother's peach cobbler was so good, it made God himself cheat on his wife. Even when I was older and no longer believed that God and Reverend Neely were one and the same, I still longed to perfect the sweetness and textures of my mother's cobbler." Just as much as sex, food is a source of pleasure and power for Filyaw's women. Peach cobbler comes up more than once, as well as blue crabs, banana pudding, fried chicken, potato salad, and sushi. If you aren't hungry when you start reading this book, you definitely will be by the time you close it. The Secret Life of Church Ladies, published by the teeny little West Virginia University Press, marks the emergence of a bona fide literary treasure. As one of Filyaw's characters might say, praise the Lord.
The books are Luster by Raven Lilani and The Secret Lives of Church Ladies by Disha Filyaw. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. That's also where you'll find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.